boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast. Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Such a weird time to be out on the dating scene because half the time you're really only talking to people like online, on apps, on social media, on Snapchat. So you can't really tell like if somebody is feeling you or not. And we also are the generation of like not really putting labels on stuff.
Or,
like,
no, 100%.
I don't know what we are. So it's no surprise to me that the latest dating trend to look out for is micro flirting.
What's that?
Obviously, we all know what flirting looks like. Does anybody really know how to flirt? I'm not convinced because I think it's awkward. And this is for awkward people like myself. Micro flirting is the subtle, not so obvious way to kind of gauge if the other person is interested in you. So instead of full on being like, hey, baby, what's your number? Want to get dinner?
Is that how you flirt?
No, because I don't flirt. That's why I don't know what I'm doing. Instead, you're a little more low key about it so that A, you're not getting rejected, and B, you can kind of test the waters, I guess. See how they respond to you being a little flirtatious. I like what one dating coach said. It's basically flirting in lowercase, which is
true.
A good way to think about it. So I have some subtle signs for you to look out for because you may not even notice that somebody in your life is micro flirting with you.
Okay.
And
okay.
Testing the waters.
Ooh, I'm going to see if I catch any of these.
Okay. Number one is eye contact. Obviously, there's a difference in the eye contact of somebody just like looking at you and listening and then like flirtatious eye contact.
No, 100%. You can tell
where the eyes go, how long it is. Mm-hmm. So look out for that. Number two is proximity. So is that person standing closer to you than normal?
Mm-hmm.
Is their body language open? Do they kind of, I don't want to say follow you around a room, but make sure that they're always in your vicinity? That could be a sign of micro flirting.
100%.
Micro facial signals. So these are subtle signs like maybe an eyebrow raise or like a little smirk. I feel like they have winking listed, but I feel like that is just flat out flirting. Winking is not.
You, yeah, I know 100%.
Not micro flirting. I think it's more the subtle like smirks or like they're so happy that they can't even help but smile when they're around you type of thing. Number four is teasing, which is you got to be careful with this one because if it's too much, you just come off like you hate the person. But it's really just like poking fun at.
That's my favorite way of flirting.
Poking fun at your Post Malone obsession or poking fun that you like crappy movies or something like
that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But there's a line.
You don't cross it.
Nobody likes to be teased constantly. Otherwise, it's like, I don't really like to be around you that much. And then the last thing to look forward to is if they're asking a lot of questions, mostly a lot of follow-up questions because if you are like,
what if you're just a curious person like me though,
that
I'm a very curious person.
That's the difference between asking a lot of questions versus follow-up questions, because you could rapid fire, oh, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite dinner, what's your favorite place to go out to eat, because you just want to talk. But I think follow-up questions, you're asking why it's their favorite because you care. You want to know why. You're taking mental notes for potential future gifts or dates or things like that. So that is what to look out for micro flirting.
I got two things on that. One about the questions, definitely. And if you're telling me something that you know is like a boring subject, for instance, maybe you're really into, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something kind of boring. Let's say the grass. You're really into
bird watching.
Bird watching.
I think that's
if I
boring.
Ask you a million one questions about bird watching, I'm flirting.
Well, yeah.
Hardcore, because I don't care about bird watching at all. So think about those things. If you're like, does the other person really care about that? And if you're thinking they probably don't, but they're asking you a lot of questions, there's a big chance they're flirting with you.
Definitely.
For me, at least. And then I agree with the eye contact, but like, I would say one of the ways that I like flirting is if like you kind of just like know like maybe there's something that's happened, or maybe you guys both kind of agree on each other on something and you kind of like look at each other, but it's like a side look and you don't even have to say anything. But in that moment, you both are like totally reading each other's minds.
Right. I know that you know that I know that you know
that I know
that I know what just happened.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Taylor's having a bad day. Give her a cat story.
I love to talk about cats.
She's that woman that is like, you know, those like people that are like, let me show you pictures of my babies. It's just what she does with cats.
Well, yeah.
With her cats.
If you bring up cat, I'm going to show you my own until you tell me to stop.
In about T-minus 3 minutes, I will be shown a picture of her cats. Probably, because after every cat story, I feel like you're like, hey, let me show you. She's getting her phone out now, aren't you?
No, oh. Not yet. But I do know that I took some new pictures this weekend of my cats that I can share.
I knew you were going to do that. That's fine. I like seeing cat photos, and I loved sharing cat stories with you, and I have a great one for you. Because this involves getting back at your ex, if you feel like doing that.
Okay.
There's a New Jersey animal shelter, and they are offering a gift for the holidays, more for Valentine's Day, that you can get back at your ex by naming a feral cat with them, and then they will neuter or spray that cat.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're calling it, that they even have a flyer on their website and everything. It says, neuter your ex for Valentine's Day because some things shouldn't breed.
You know what that is? That is wise marketing, I do have to say. Wow. Okay, so it's a fundraiser, though?
It's a fundraiser. So each name that you want to do is $50 in donation, and then it will help with the cat population in their community because it's a little crazy. They will neuter the cat, spray the cat. And they will also name the cat after your ex.
You know, I think it's hilarious. However, I don't want to do that to those poor cats.
Oh, why?
To have to be named after somebody that you don't really like that much.
Yeah, but they get neutered.
I know. Yeah, in the end
then
of
you
it
can
all,
say you neutered your ex. Is what. That's the cool part.
I actually don't ever want to say that out loud.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
Who's that one celebrity for you that you are allowed to cheat with? Well, Taylor doesn't count it cheating. I mean, I guess it's maybe not cheating because they are your celebrity hall pass.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on the conversation you have with your partner, but I feel like the point of a hall pass, a celebrity hall pass, is like, okay, if it happens, you have my permission.
Yes. I bring this up because honestly, like, I don't know how this conversation happened with me and Neighbor Man, but we talked about our celebrity hall passes, and obviously mine is Post Malone.
Shocking.
Are you shocked? But I think how I would want to do this is if I ever met Post Malone, I would want, if I had like a significant other, I would want them to be my wingman.
Oh.
No? You wouldn't want that?
No, explain.
Okay, let's say you and I are dating. Let's say you're my boyfriend, okay, Taylor? So if, let's say we got back.
That's Tim to you. If I'm going to be the boyfriend, okay, I want to be Tim.
Tim Taylor. So, you know, let's say like we got backstage passes to see Post Malone. I'm going to like go up to him and be like oozing, like I'm freaking out, right? But what I would want is you to be like, hey, Posty man, she has you as her hall pass. What do you think about that? Or something like that.
That's embarrassing.
I would want him. I would want my significant other to like wingman me up. Like, hey,
I tried
hot.
It. You should too.
Exactly like that. No, exactly like that. I want him to do exactly like that. He needs to. And I would wing him, man. I would wing him up for him for a girl. Let's say his girl is, I don't know, Ariana Grande. I would be like, Ariana, check it out. It's pretty good.
Oh, man.
That's what I would do.
I think that's a little weird.
You think it's weird? I would so want us to. That's the terms I would have, is that we got to, if it ever happens, we come across our celebrity hall passes, we have to help each other out and nail it. I'm here for you. You're here for me, boo.
And then what? Like be in the room? You
no,
be in the room?
No.
That's the vibe that you're giving. That's the vibe you're giving.
I'm not going to be there, but you do need to return back to me. You can have your one moment. I'll have my one moment, but we do need to return back to each other. Have our night with our celebrity and come back home, baby. And then tell me all about it, because I do want the tea.
Oh.
I want the dirty, dirty tea. You don't want any of that?
I don't think I would want to know.
Really? I would want to know every little detail.
Just say, yeah, good, bad,
ugly.
Not what I expected. Leave it at that. I don't need the details.
I want to know how it started, how it ended, what's the in between.
See, at that point, you might as well watch.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
I think you need to get this out on the table as soon as possible. Who is your celebrity hall pass? Because if it happens, your significant other needs to know that it ain't cheating. It's called a hall pass for a reason, honey.
It's an agreement.
And we want to know actually who is your celebrity hall pass, because we just want to cross notes, make sure we have the right ones on ours, you know. Also, just because I want to make sure I'm the only one who has Post Malone on mine.
Oh, yeah. We're just making sure everybody is has their own situation.
Right. Because if he ever comes here, just know that he's mine.
Right.
Back off.
I wouldn't dare.
Would you?
Cross in front of you. No way. She's crazy.
Little bit, yeah. Who do I need to watch out for you? You would maybe throw some hands if I tried to get in front of them for you.
Here's the thing. I feel like you're expecting me to say
Justin Bieber.
Right.
Is that not who is your celebrity hall pass?
I don't think so.
What?
I really, honestly, I hope that I never meet Justin Bieber.
Why?
Because I love him so much. That my worst fear is that
he's not a good person.
Would be mean to me, or he would, God forbid, give me the ick. I don't know. I want to keep him on a pedestal that I never, ever even mess with.
No, that's a good idea. Yeah.
So
you just want to keep him as holy in your imagination as possible.
Yes.
Okay.
I would be fine never meeting him, because honestly, if I was in the same room with him, I probably would ignore him, because that's just who I am. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I admire you from afar.
I'm trying to think of celebrities you hate that you'd be okay with ruining the image of them.
Well, no, not that I hate. I don't have that many other celebrity crushes, to be honest. So
I swear to God, if you say Machine Gun Kelly.
Ew. No.
Okay, good.
Weirds me out after his
Pete
PDA.
Davidson?
Pete Davidson was my next option, because...
Are you serious?
Let me explain. I think he's very attractive. It's all the same things that all the other girls say. He's good to his mom. He's funny. Here's the other thing. He doesn't make music, so he's not going to ruin a bunch of my favorite songs. He's not really in bunch of mainstream TV shows.
Or movies.
So it's,
if something went bad, you wouldn't be able to ever watch them again.
Or I wouldn't be oh my gosh, remember that one time when life was so much better? I just think it would be ideal. And he dates a bunch of hot girls, and I'd like to join the club.
I would like to know if I'm a hot girl.
Please, can I be a part of the club?
Okay, you really thought about this. I was just going for someone. I just am going for Post Malone, who's the love of my life. I didn't even think about all the consequences that come with it. If we don't end up together, if it's just it happens for one day, I'm doomed. I can't listen to his music ever again. I can't go to a concert ever again. I'm going to be sad.
Well, yeah, because inevitably, if you spend one night with Post Malone, he's not going to spend the rest of his life with you, probably. It's a hall pass.
I would hope so.
And when he leaves, you're going to be heartbroken for the rest of your life. So
I didn't think of all the consequences. You really thought this through.
You're going to be sobbing in the car to Rockstar on your way to work every day.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
Z102.9. Add this to the list of questions for you to ask on the first date. Us girls love talking about our celebrity hall passes.
We do. We really do.
It's fun to think about if I had the chance, who would it be? And we want to know who that is for you. You can call us and tell us your celebrity hall pass. But Trevor, who's yours?
Adele all day. I have Adele all over my walls, and I have Adele pillowcases. Think that I'm weird for that, but it's I tell them, never mind. Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
That's a good one.
But I don't know if I'd bring Adele back to that room. You might want to get a hotel for the night.
Yeah, Philly, real good. Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Go!
Okay, now that I think about it, I don't really know how conversations have ever happened for me when you talk about celebrity hall passes, because I don't think I've ever been just like, hey, who's your celebrity hall pass? I think, like, I don't know, we start talking about, like, celebrities that are good looking and then eventually gets into that conversation, but now I just, like, cannot think of how we've ever started that conversation, me and anybody I've ever had that with.
I don't know who my boyfriend's celebrity hall passes. No, because
have you never asked him?
I've never asked. No, I kind of want to.
Oh,
but no, I would not get upset or jealous. But he's just the type of guy that, like, if I see someone on TV, I see a girl on TV, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's really pretty. He won't comment on it just because that's how he is.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. I would like to think his celebrity hall pass would look something like me.
See, that's why I ask.
But I'm not sure.
That's exactly why I like to ask who their celebrity hall pass is because I like to compare. Do I even look like your celebrity at all? And honestly, mine is Post Malone, so no, you don't look like mine.
I haven't seen anybody walking around through this town looking quite like Post Malone.
There is nobody here who looks like Post Malone. But I was talking to Loretta up front earlier about her celebrity hall pass. Again, it's Adam Sandler. She's in love with him. And I was telling her that I always think it's acceptable to have 5 hall passes. What are you looking at me for?
Eager.
We, 5? Yeah, what's wrong with 5?
5's a lot.
Well, that's what she was saying. She's like, I think you're asking too much if you say 5. It should just be 1. I think 5 is acceptable because in case the 4 other ones don't ever happen, you at least have some options. That's why I think 5 is okay.
I guess, like, it, I don't know, 5 feels like a lot. Realistically, are they any of them ever going to happen?
None of
Probably not, especially if you're picking, like, A-list celebrities. Mm-hmm. So maybe 5 gives you a better chance. But I feel like at that point, it's like, do you want to cheat on your partner then?
No. No.
Do you just want to?
No, that's a good point. No, I guess I didn't think about it that. I was just like, you know, in case the other options don't work, I want to make this happen for you just as much as I want it to happen for me.
Yeah, but...
And I make it very clear when we're going over the list that cannot be local celebrities.
Well, yeah.
Because, like, I don't want that to happen. Because at the end of the day, this isn't going to happen.
Well, okay. I feel like you're a little bit of a hypocrite. You're
what
like,
you mean?
For me, it's going to happen. For you, this is just a fun story time.
Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
So, Destiny, you really have started a spiral in my brain. Talking about celebrity hall passes.
Because
I feel like everybody has that one celebrity. Your partner knows, like... Destiny is obsessed with Post Malone. Should the day come, she's going to take that.
I'm going to take that moment, and you need to back off.
Right.
Okay?
You have one, and then your partner has one. That's kind of how it works.
And I feel like you need to know your partners.
I don't know my boyfriends. I don't even know who his celebrity crush is.
I can't believe you don't know this. It's very important information you need to know.
Normally, I feel like you hear guys in passing being like, oh, I love Margot Robbie or Megan Fox or whatever. I've never heard him say anything like that because I think he just is very respectful, honestly, of my feelings, even though my feelings don't really get hurt about that. So after we've been talking about this for the last hour, I texted him and I was like, just curious, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, girl. Okay. What do you got?
Well, he said, I don't know. Do I have to answer?
Yes, you do, sir.
I say no.
I'm not coming home until you do.
Well, I was like, no. I mean, no. This is not life or death.
Yes, he does.
I don't care.
I do.
I just said
I'm not even dating him. Why do I care?
I've never even heard you say who yours is. So I was just curious. I don't want him to think I'm scheming or like trying to get in a fight or anything. And he said, good, because I don't ever think about it. I think about the Roman Empire more.
I hate it here.
Is that what he thinks about?
I hate it here.
Is the Roman Empire?
He's not thinking about beautiful women like, I don't know, Beyonce, J-Lo, I don't know, Margot Robbie. But he's thinking about the Roman Empire.
I guess.
I'm so mad right now.
Just know, I guess when guys get together, they're not talking about Margot Robbie, talking about the Roman Empire. Are we still talking about that?
I thought we were over it.
Well, you're still thinking about it, clearly. Weird.
You're all I need, all I need, all I need. Hey! Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I can always count on TikTok to tell me that my closet isn't that cute and my skin probably could be better.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have TikTok telling me that I'm probably poor, I guess.
Here we go.
Apparently, I have seen this on my For You page of people talking about like quiet luxury and things that show that you're wealthy or things that show that maybe you're not so wealthy. And a lot of people agree on these, so I would be curious to know what your opinion is on this. The one that first started it all was one that people are calling like poor people brown cabinets, which if I showed it to you, it would be like the mid-brown wooden kitchen cabinets that are a little bit orangey.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Everybody, especially.
I had them growing up, so check mark.
You and everybody else, I feel like. But now, it was especially around Christmas time that people were like, oh, I'm back home to our poor people brown cabinets. Like, oh my gosh, my parents need to update this because everything that's on the market now for us to rent has like white cabinets or really dark
cabinets.
They
all pretty much are all white, yeah.
So that was the one that kind of started it all. And now this, I've never heard it before, is a sign of wealth that you have a lot of money. And that is if your couch doesn't touch the wall.
Why wouldn't it touch the wall? I don't have a couch at the moment because I sold mine, but I already know where I'm going to put the new one because I'm going to get it in like a week or two. Thank you, President's Day sales that are going to kick off soon.
Yes.
But I already know I'm going to put it up against the wall because it would be a perfect spot for it. I wouldn't want to put it like in the middle of the floor.
Well, the thought is
the middle of the floor is like wealthy.
If you can put it in the middle of the floor, it means you have that much space. It's such a big house,
well, that's,
a big
that's
living
the thing
room.
I do not have space.
That's you're rich, which I also do not. Mine is currently up against the wall. It's the only place it's going to fit in my apartment.
Oh, no, 100%.
So the best comeback to this that I've seen is people on TikTok like just pulling their couch out from the wall like
just an inch,
a couple of inches.
Yeah.
And they're like, look at this luxury. You wish you could have this life.
I'm so rich now.
What's it
like?
You know
what you should do? Look at my couch cushions. There's money in there. And some Cheetos probably too.
I think you could probably see someone's wealth by what's
what's in the cushions.
In the couch.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I miss being a kid and not knowing how much anything costs,
mm-hmm.
and seeing one thing in somebody's house and being like, wow, you are definitely rich.
Yeah.
If you can afford that. Delaney, what did you think growing up that people had in their homes made them rich?
iPads or pools?
iPads. Before our time, I don't feel like nobody had iPads when we were growing up.
No.
But pools, especially, even if they were like the
big blue ones above ground. Yeah, 100%.
But you were rich if you had a deck built around it.
100%.
Also, trampolines. I had a friend in middle school and I was like, they have to have so much
money
because they have a trampoline in their backyard.
Yes. And even if you had a pool inside your house.
Yeah.
You were definitely rich.
Definitely.
And if you had a hot tub, I'm even going to add that one into it.
Hot tub, definitely rich. Friend, I would say the harder it is to find your garbage can in your kitchen, you're probably richer.
If
it's in a drawer,
so I have to open a drawer to find your trash can, you're rich.
You are.
We are not in the same tax bracket.
This is really weirdly specific, but I picture rich people to have the fridges that open, like the right side is the fridge, the left side is the freezer. Mm-hmm. They're not like stacked on top of each other. And there's a water filter and an ice maker built in that thing. That's money.
Yes, 100%. And they work. Because not only does the water and the ice machine work.
That's true.
Because if it works, then you're rich.
Definitely.
And you have a refrigerator in the garage that's just for drinks.
If you had a fridge in the garage for drinks, plus you had like the flat like chest freezer that you kept like meat and stuff in.
Yes, that you went to the butcher and you got a whole cow in there or something. You're rich.
Rich. The last thing I'll mention is light switches. If you had flat like flush to the wall, flat light switches.
Not like a normal one we have in here. Well, I guess they're both flat, aren't
no,
they?
No, we have rich. Yeah, we have
rich ones.
We
in
got
here.
Rich
wow.
people light switches.
Look at
in
us,
here.
We're rich in here.
But you know the kind that's flat and it has the little thing that you like press it and it turns it on or off?
Yes. If you can dim your lights, oh my God, you're rich.
You are loaded, dude, Kim Kardashian style.
I only knew of one girl in high school who could dim her lights in her basement, and I was like, you're loaded, aren't you?
Yeah, just solely based on your light switches.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
As an adult, I look back to my younger years, and I'm like, man, you were so naive.
Mm-hmm.
You really thought somebody with flat light switches was rich.
Okay, but haven't you seen the prices on them?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
There are just certain things that when you were younger and you probably weren't paying for things on your own, that if somebody had them in their house, you immediately thought that they were rich. Katie, what did you think?
A pool table.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
Or an air hockey table.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, or like a foosball table, like any of the above, yes.
Anything like that. A mm-hmm. dartboard? I'm pretty sure you can get dartboards fairly cheap.
Yeah, you can. I think you can get them at the dollar store, probably.
But if you had that in your garage, I mean, it's not like
a good quality.
I was like, this is a bar that people
right?
pay to come to. It just, for some reason, I immediately thought you were rich if you had stuff like that. And we want to know what that is for you. What did people have in their homes that you immediately assumed these people have a lot of money?
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor
on Z102.9.
As a kid, you looked at success as having a trampoline in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
That meant you had to be rich. There's just no other explanation. And we've been talking about those things that people had in their homes, maybe when you were younger and not quite as wise, that made you think that they were rich. Bria, what was that for you?
Matching pot and pan.
Ooh. Oh my God, yes. They don't have like the stains inside them.
right. And bonus, if you have matching like oven mitts,
mm-hmm.
instead of using the pot holders to pull stuff out of the stove, if you have oven mitts, if that shows you how far in the trench your sod was.
I'm going to take it one step further and say matching silverware. I don't know if you ever had friends that like, everything was so perfect. Then uh-huh. you went home to your own drawer and you're like, okay, some of these are round and some of them have squigglies on them.
Or if you came to my place, some of them were still kid ones.
Oh, yeah. Or that.
And those were my favorite, though.
Fair enough. Tracy, what did people have in their homes that made you think they were rich?
When I got a garage fridge, when I was an adult, I was like, I made it.
That's like the Midwest thing.
Yeah. 100%.
If you got money, you have two fridges, whether you needed it or not.
That makes me think of the of what I always thought made you rich was what's inside that fridge, because I remember a couple of friends who had garage fridges and stuff, and inside it, obviously there was going to be some beer for their parents and stuff.
Bush Light,
right? And there was always there was bottled water and stuff. But I always thought you were rich if you had Capri Sun.
Oh, yeah. Or Sunny D.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or if you had like the Kool-Aid Man juice boxes or something mm-hmm. like that, because my parents were never going to buy that for me. I thought that was the coolest thing. You were totally rich if you had Capri Suns. Lunchables.
Yes.
Because my dad always thought they were extremely expensive for barely a little amount of food you got.
Well, you should see them today. They're even more expensive.
I know.
As somebody that still eats Lunchables.
And they still haven't upped the food amount.
No, they haven't.
And then I would say another, because mine is just all food that I can think of. I guess I'm really hungry right now. I don't know. Mac and cheese. Now, obviously, I think Kraft mac and cheese makes you seem rich. But if you have the Kraft mac and cheese that's the shapes,
mm-hmm.
you're rich.
I'll take
if you've got SpongeBob shaped Kraft mac and cheese, we're not the same tax bracket because I still don't buy that.
How about if you have Velveeta?
You are rich. I still haven't had that.
You have so much money, you don't even know what to do with it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.